Hey guys, this is DJ Horace of Wise Guy Jukebox.
What's going on, guys? This is Archie from Bobo's Block.
Hi, this is Domo Agogo with In the Know with Domo Agogo.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Astark of the Arcade.
Hey, what's up? This is Joe Chaos of Bobo's Block.
Hey, this is Sierra Berry.
What is good? It's me, your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Bobo.
And your favorite intern, Raven.
And I'm here to welcome you all to Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street.
Geek Street, Geek Street Radio.
Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of In the Know with Domo Agogo, and I am your moderately humble host, Domo Agogo, and thanks for honoring me by tuning in to my show, brought to you by the Geektastic Geek Street Radio. Thank you for coming back for more, for you return listeners, and welcome to any new people out there listening for the first time. If you missed my first and second episodes, I definitely encourage you to check them out. You can actually find them on my sparkly new Facebook page, In the Know with Domo Agogo. It's just on Facebook. You can search it in the search bar. Or if you want to be fancy and actually type it in, you can do facebook.com/Domo Agogo. And thank you again for everyone who liked and shared the page and helping me to get to 58 likes in my first week. That's a big deal, to the point that even my parents on my Facebook noticed it. So I'm getting a call at 11 at night and they're like, "Who gave you a radio show?" So that was a pretty funny phone call to get. But anyway, there's a lot I want to talk about for what's coming up in this next month. I'm very excited about May, which is obviously like the best month, most awesomest month ever, obviously, because it's my birthday month. No, just kidding. But no, there are a lot of great movies coming out in May, which is why I'm so excited. And that's what I want to talk about in my first segment. I'm really excited about a lot of the things that we're going to be seeing. Obviously, first on my list, I just want to go ahead and get into it. Tomorrow, Age of Ultron is releasing. Only got a few hours left. A film that has been highly, highly anticipated for months and months and months. So much so that, of course, it was leaked and half my friends have already seen it and I have not. So, I'm pretty excited about it and I know a lot of people are too. And of course, just to recap on what that's about for those who don't know, the story surrounds Tony Stark's character, Robert Downey Jr., who attempted to create a program to keep the peace, the Ultron program, and well, obviously things go awry, and it's up to the Avengers team to get together and basically clean up the mess. That's, of course, Captain America, Black Widow, Thor, Hawkeye, Iron Man himself, and Hulk, and they'll be coming in to do what they do, and so everyone's pretty excited about that. We're also going to get to see Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in action, which I'm pretty excited about. For my comic book geek friends, I'm sure they're all very, very excited. And there will be many, many nerdgasms throughout the theater, I'm sure. And also, can I just say, I really love Mark Ruffalo. His portrayal of Hulk, he's just so charming to me anyway. And I still have chills from when he did that, you know, I'm always angry line in the last film. So, spoiler there, sorry if you haven't seen it. But by now, you should have already seen it. So, I'm really excited for that film. And, of course, that's tomorrow. The next one I wanted to talk about is from Disney. Disney has always got something working, but their film for next month that's coming out is going to be Tomorrowland, which is based on the theme park featured in many of their parks worldwide, famous in Disneyland, of course. This film is coming out on May the 22nd, and it stars Casey Newton and George Clooney. And it's even going to feature Hugh Laurie. If you don't know who that is, that's House from the show, and I really, really like him. I don't know what role he's going to play because I didn't want to, you know, spoil it for myself. They've been very hush-hush about the actual plot for Tomorrowland. So the trailers have been a bit vague. It hints at some action. It hints at kind of about this mysterious place. But it's not giving away too much about the actual story. But essentially, it's about a girl, kind of a troubled teen, who finds out that the existence of this place that exists somewhere in time and space that's difficult to find, and she ends up teaming up with a former child genius, who is George Clooney's character, to try to find this place. So I'm thinking it's going to be pretty exciting, pretty entertaining. There's a short film that was released, an animated short, to kind of hint at the background of the film and just give a little bit of backstory about Tomorrowland. The park itself features, I guess, the idea of futuristic technological advances. So in this animated short, they talk a lot about four scientists getting together and committing to creating a world that's technologically advanced, and basically devoting themselves to the, I guess, upward mobility of humankind. So that's kind of what the premise is. I'm looking forward to seeing that, simply because I love George Clooney. And Disney does a fair job with movies like this. The trailer looks pretty good, so we'll see how that goes. The next movie I want to talk about is a huge film. The trailers look absolutely explosive and amazing. I mean, I don't really know what to say about it, but Mad Max Fury Road is what I'm talking about. And after many, many years, this is the fourth film in this classic series. Mad Max, of course, is set in a post-apocalyptic world of bloodthirsty desert dwellers, developed by George Miller. The actors who are going to be taking on the role of Mad Max is Tom Hardy, and Charlize Theron is actually going to star in the film as well. Like I said, the trailers look absolutely amazing. I enjoyed the original film, the first one that was actually done in 1979 before I was even thought of. So that doesn't make you feel old for those who were around when it first released. Nothing will. So it's going to be a great film, I think. I'm looking forward to it. The cinematography in the trailers is just simply amazing. I don't really know what they did to develop some of the explosions, but it just looks like it's going to be really well done. Charlize Theron is a great actress. I have not seen a lot of Tom Hardy's work, but from what I see in the trailers, I'm excited about it. So I hope you guys will be checking out these films as well. If you do check them out, I would be really, really happy to get your thoughts on them. You can always hit up the new page in the know at Domo Agogo and let me know what your thoughts are. We're going to take a short break, and then I'll be back with more in the know.
What is good? It's your friendly neighborhood nerd, the Babo, and the block has a new address, Geek Street Radio Network. New neighborhood, same old crew. So come catch up with me, Raven, Joe Chaos, and Rain at our new home, Babo's Block, on Geek Street Radio Network.
And we are back. Welcome back to In the Know with Domo Agogo. Thanks for tuning back in. I have two other movies that I want to talk about for the month of May that I'm pretty excited about, and I hope you guys will be too. The next film I wanted to talk about was Pitch Perfect 2, starring Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson, also featuring Elizabeth Banks, who is actually going to be the director of this film. She directed the first film as well. If you don't know who Elizabeth Banks is, more recently, her more notable role is as Effie Trinket from the Hunger Games series, and she'll be in the final film that when that releases as well. So I like her as an actress, and I think she's doing an excellent job with directing. Now, I really, really, really absolutely loved Pitch Perfect, the first film. Initially, when I saw trailers for it, I'm like, oh, this is going to be cheesy, corny, you know, geek, you know, Glee knockoff and film version. I was not excited about it. But, you know, I just happened to get it out of a Redbox one day, and it was really, really great. It basically centers around competitive a cappella singing, which sounds like it would be pretty corny and campy, but I promise you it's not. The film was great. The actors were great. I thought the humor would be cheesy and, you know, kind of, you know, rated G, but it's got that kind of charming college indie type humor in it. And Anna Kendrick is pretty charming in the film. There's a lot of really offbeat humor that I find really, really enjoyable. But the second film is going to center around the returning all-star team of singers, the Barden Bellas, Anna Kendrick being their captain. And basically, they suffer a really embarrassing faux pas during a performance that ends up getting them banned from competitive singing. And then they are then forced to compete in the world competition to try to get reinstated against this, you know, scary German all-star team. So the trailers seem pretty funny so far. Rebel Wilson is absolutely hilarious as Fat Amy. I like her a lot. Some people say she's not funny, but I think she's hilarious. So if you want kind of a lighthearted comedy, that would be a good one to check out next month. And that'll be open on May 15th. Actually, I forgot to mention that Mad Max opens on the 15th as well. So if you want action, go see Mad Max. If you want good laughs and good music, then you'll want to see Pitch Perfect. And then the other film I want to talk about is another comedy, Hot Pursuit. It's going to be out on May the 8th. And this film puts me in mind of, if you saw The Heat with Sandra Bullock and Melissa McCartney, we see the buddy cop thing with actors all the time, but it's rare that we get something like that with actresses. And I kind of see that in the Hot Pursuit film. And it's basically a comedy cop flick, which is going to be featuring Reese Witherspoon and Sofia Vergara. And I love them both. Reese Witherspoon obviously does comedy really well, if you've ever seen Legally Blonde. And Sofia Vergara is really, really hilarious and gorgeous on Modern Family. But basically, Reese Witherspoon plays a bumbling lady cop who is tasked with protecting and basically keeping an eye on Sofia Vergara, who plays the widow of a drug dealer. So it's kind of a witness protection type thing. They're just basically being chased all over the place by these people who want to kill them both. And from what the trailers show, it's going to be pretty hilarious with this really inept cop and this, you know, kind of diva-ish, you know, widow of a drug dealer. You can imagine what kind of hijinks are going to ensue. So those two films are going to be out. So May is chock full of really good films. So if you ever have a bored Friday, you have no excuse for not having anything to do. But that's all I have about feature films coming up. I hope you guys do check those out. And once again, hit up the Facebook page if you have any comments on any of those. Or if there's a film that you that I didn't mention that you think is going to be good that's coming out, definitely let us know about that too. So the next thing I wanted to talk about in this segment is I just wanted to touch on a topic that I'm sure everyone has heard of, and you know, at this point maybe people are sick of hearing, but it's important nonetheless, and I feel like it'd pretty much be irresponsible if I didn't at least comment on it. But the Baltimore situation and the protesting and rioting that's been going on, I do first want to say that when things like this happen, I know that it's kind of a side effect when social change may be necessary in our country. And that's not to say that I agree with everything that's been going on, but I do want to say that in any case, I always hope that people are safe and no one gets hurt unnecessarily. But that's always a symptom of these kind of things happening. The latest notes I have on it is that some of the rioting has died down. A lot of arrests have been made, but people are also being released from prison. Well, from jail, I should say. From what the notes show, about 106 people have been released so far. So the people are at least not being held for a lengthy amount of time. It looks like a lot of the more violent action has kind of died down. One thing I did want to mention is that Joseph Kent, the protest organizer, who was arrested some time ago, earlier this week, has still not been able to be located. So I don't think at this time anyone really knows where he is. I don't know if he's still in police custody or what. And that definitely gives me cause for concern. One thing I want to say about this is that I urge, you know, any of you guys who are listening today to be discerning about what you see in the media, what you read online. What there are a lot of discussions about this on social media. And what I don't want people to forget is that there's an underlying reason for why these people might be doing what they're doing. And not to say that everyone's going about it the right way to voice what their concerns are and what their discontent is, but you always want to remember that there's an underlying reason for people being upset. And that's something that you don't want to ignore. And some of those things are important. Obviously, cops are not all bad people. And a lot of this protesting and rioting stemmed from the death of Freddie Gray after an arrest by the police. And the idea is that supposedly they used excessive force and that they weren't timely about getting him health care after his arrest, and that may have been what contributed to his death. We don't know all the details on that yet, but I do want to say one thing. I mean, obviously cops are not all bad people. That has become the prevailing theme, and that's not necessarily the case. So we all want to just keep that in mind. It's kind of a conflicting thing for me because my older brother is in the academy right now training to be a police officer. And I'm very, very proud of him because I know he's going to be the kind of person who does protect and serve. And at the end of the day, we do still need that. So I don't want to go on too much longer about that. I just wanted to bring it up and just give you guys kind of a update on what I've heard about it. I did also want to mention another pretty controversial thing that's going on in the news. Bobby Christina, Whitney Houston, and Bobby Brown's daughter, who unfortunately, tragically had an incident where she ended up being comatose after being found in a bathtub some months ago. And unfortunately, she's been comatose since then. And although her family and fans and friends have been, you know, praying and hoping for her to get better, the consensus is right now that she's not going to get better, at least not for some time. So she could be in this state for possibly the rest of her life. But the thing that's so controversial about it is that Bobby Brown, her father, recently petitioned for guardianship of her estate, which I might mention is worth $20 million that was left to her by her mother. Situations like this are always really tragic to me. No matter what you think about celebrities, I mean, they're people too. And you just can imagine what kind of pain the family must be going through dealing with something like this. And the assumption, of course, is that, you know, the dad is after the money and her grandmother and the rest of the family are doing everything they can to stop him. Whitney Houston left guardianship of her estate to her grandmother and some of the other family members, aunt and uncle, for if something should happen to Bobby Christina. So it's in her will that was what her desire was for her estate. But with Bobby Brown now petitioning for guardianship of that same estate, there's a lot of controversy surrounding that. And news articles have basically been foreshadowing a huge battle about that. So I certainly hope that she does get better if it's at all possible. And I hope that her family can come to, you know, an amiable agreement about what to do for her. That's pretty much all I have for this segment. If you guys have comments on any of the things that I've discussed, definitely hit up the Facebook page. I want to hear what you have to say. We'll take a short break and then we'll be back for the final segment of In the Know.
Why, hello, Jimmy. Why the long face?
Well, Mr. Johnny Balsa, sir, I'm a little sad because I need more radio drama in my life.
Huh? That's so. Let me ask you something, Jimbo. Do you like starships?
Well, yeah, they're cool.
What about space mercenaries?
Oh, yeah, I love those guys.
Do you love space battles in galactic space?
Oh, my God, yes, I love it!
Do you like blasting off into space, Jimmy?
Oh, my God, yes! Yes, please, I want to blast off now!
Jimmy, are you ready to join Team Star Fox in space?
Oh, my goodness, Mr. Balsa, yes! I want to join the Star Fox team and blast off into galactic war space!
Then tune in to Project Zion's G-Diffuser 01.
Brought to you by Outcast Radio.
And we are back. Thanks for tuning back in to In the Know with Domo Ogogo. And for this final segment, I have some really awesome, amazing, outstanding news for you guys. I have been talking about this for my first and second episodes. So I know you guys are tired of hearing about me mention it, and I actually have some concrete information for you now. I've been talking about Digimon Tri, and I finally have a date. It is, they were actually releasing it last week that it's going to come out on May the 6th. I said before that May was the most awesome month. Now I think you guys will agree with me. But yes, finally we know that Digimon Tri is coming out on May the 6th. So I hope you guys are going to be really excited about that information. I'm going to post the link to remind you on the page, and I hope you guys will check it out. I want to hear your thoughts about the show. I also want to mention some really cool news in gaming. The guys who were previously with Rare, the gaming production company, have come together to create a new production company called Playtonic Games. And they are actually working on their very first title called Yooka-Laylee. And if that kind of catchy title sounds kind of similar to Banjo-Kazooie, then you're probably on the right track because they are the makers of Donkey Kong Country and Banjo-Kazooie, and the same people who are working on Yooka-Laylee are the ones who developed the characters of Banjo-Kazooie in their original Donkey Kong family, Diddy Kong and Dixie Kong and all of them. So they're working on this game, Yooka-Laylee, that features their characters Yooka and Laylee. I'll be posting the article. They're basically just giving some information about the new characters. And there's also a clip of some scenes from the game. You get to see the movement of the characters, some of the mechanics that they use. And if this sounds familiar to you, they do have kind of the same dynamic that Banjo and Kazooie had. Laylee is like a little bat that flies, and Yooka is a chameleon. Yooka uses the tongue as a grappling hook to track onto things, and Laylee is able to lift him and they can fly and things like that. So they'll be using that same kind of cooperative mechanic and gameplay with this title. So the game looks beautiful. I loved what I saw in the video. You guys should definitely check it out. I love Banjo-Kazooie, and I've said before that I am a huge platforming game fan. I'm very, very excited about this title. One thing that concerned me is that they are going to be going to Kickstarter to try to get funding for this project, which is, I think it's adorable. They've titled the project the Yooka-Laylee Project. So I'm very excited about this, but I'm concerned too because it always concerns me when people go to Kickstarter because I always feel like, oh, people should be throwing money at this. But I know I don't know much about the gaming industry, so I'm going to, you know, kind of keep my own opinion on that. But I do hope that the game does well and that they're able to get what they need to develop it properly. So that's all I have to say about that. I also wanted to mention some upcoming con information that I think you guys will find interesting. MomoCon is going to be coming this month at the end of May for the 28th through the 31st. And that's in Atlanta, Georgia. For all those Southerners and ATLians, you should definitely check it out. I know Kuma from Bobble's Block will be there, so you can probably get his perspective on it. I also wanted to mention New York Comic Con, since it's such a major con. My producer gave me the awesome information that they are going to start selling tickets May 13th at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Eastern District Time, whatever you guys call it, but they're going on sale at 12 p.m. I actually do have the prices that I want to go ahead and mention it, just because it is such a big con. I know you can find this on the website, but hey, you're getting the information here for free. Free on the website too, but anyway. For single day passes, you can get in on Thursday for $40. Friday through Sunday, it will be $50, and these are just for single individual passes. Kids on Sunday only will be able to get in for $5. For a 3-day pass, that will run you $75. And for a 4-day pass for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that will be $105. And also for the 3-day pass, that is for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So if you guys are interested in that con, there should be some helpful information for you on that. That's pretty much all I have for you guys today. I really appreciate you for listening, for people who are returning, and I hope you'll continue to listen. Be sure to check out the Saturday Weekly Geekly featuring the Babo from Babo's Block, Wise Guy Jukebox's DJ Horace, and Geek Illuminati's Motherland. Also, Bobble's Box should have an episode coming for you guys next week. But thanks for listening to In the Know with Domo Gogo, and I'll see you next time. But it's just a dream, and it works for me, and it works for me.